Christ Jesus our Lord has saved us. He loved us and gave himself for us. And we're saved not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. He has washed us and renewed us and shed the Holy Ghost upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. And we are justified by his grace, and we are heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And you're right, that's quite a sermon. Someday we'll preach it. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you're drawn to that verse or that passage of Scripture. But Jesus loved us and gave himself for us, and he calls upon us to love him in return, and he works that response in our hearts, and then we give ourselves to him. We surrender all, as we heard. We consecrate our lives to him. We rebel against the things that stand in the way of serving the Lord with all of our hearts, that stand in the way of fighting the good fight of faith and laying hold on eternal life. One time, I don't know if I ever said this in meeting, but Elsie Summer gave me that verse on a birthday card. And I like this passage in 1 Timothy 6. And I'm not going to preach from this either tonight. But I remember Brother Fetty. I told this up here already this season. Standing here in the center and preaching from 1 Timothy 6. Oh, Timothy. Oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to your trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Timothy, Timothy, he called us. He called us to follow on. Of course, using the Apostle Paul's words to his beloved son in the faith, Timothy. And I remember that time many years ago, Sister Elsie, it was a great blessing to me. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses, Paul said to Timothy. He wanted to encourage him to lay hold of the grace of God and to be all that God had called him to be a good soldier in the army of the Lord, fighting the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life. God has called us to life. And how wonderful to be called into his service. Let's sing about it. You know, if you have your devotional book with you, turn to today's devotional reading, day 5 of the month. And we'll sing from that, from these books, those who have them. And otherwise, the song is on page 422. See, there's an extra verse in these books, so I'm hoping that we can sing it tonight. And some of the words are a little different, nothing major. But we'll sing, those of you who have this, we'll sing from the Havergal devotional book, day 5. Okay, or 422 in the hymn book. Let's stand and sing with all our hearts. There's a loyal response in this song. It's a question and then a response. And this is a response that we don't just make, as Sarah told us, with our words, but from our hearts. God is able to work that in us by his grace. Okay, who is on the Lord's side? Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be his helpers, other lives to bring? Who will leave the world outside? Who will Third verse in the hymn book next, please. Not for weight of glory, not for crown and palm, enter we the army, raise a warrior song, but for love that claimeth lives for whom we die, he who Jesus' name must be a son. By thy love constraining, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side, Savior, we are gone. Back to the second verse in the hymn book, let's sing without the instruments. I love this verse because it's addressed directly to Jesus. Let's see if we can do that. They call that a cappella, right? We'll try to do it, okay? Jesus, thou hast for us, not with gold or gem, but divine, we are on the Lord's side, Savior, we are thine. Good. By thy grand redemption, by thy grace divine, fierce may be the conflict, strong may be the foe, but the king's own army none can overthrow. Round his standard ranging, victory is secure. For his truth unchanging, be seated. Could I ask you, you don't have to feel bad if you can't raise your hand to this question. This is like a bit of a survey. Dispassionate, no problems. Has anyone read this day five in your book yet today? Could I see your hand if you have? Okay, there are a few people who have done so. I was blessed that down at the village this morning in the counselor's meeting, they read this. And I would say that this book is worth getting into. And this song is worth knowing by heart. The things in this song that we just sang are very, very wonderful. You could ponder them each day for the rest of your life and not come to the end of them. That's really true. You think I'm just saying that? Look at that. Look at this. Not for weight of glory, not for crown and palm, enter we the army, raise the warrior song, but for love that claimeth lives for whom he died. He whom Jesus nameth must be on his side. Notice that must. Some people don't like that must. Jesus knew something about that. I must work the works of him that sent me. I must. Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. The love of Christ constrains me. I must live for him, not unto myself, but unto him who died for me and rose again. By thy love constraining, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side, Savior. You won't come to the end of that. That's something that you experience by the grace of God. And then by thy grand redemption, Jesus bought me that I might be in his crown. Precious jewels, they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. The people who love me, the people who live for me, the people who center in me, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. By the way, where would you read a promise like that? Yes, Malachi, last book in the Old Testament. You bought me for your diadem, for your crown, and you fill me as I come to you, and you made me willing to be entirely yours. You made me free to be your slave. It's paradoxical, isn't it? Don't you love paradoxes? Don't you love them? They make you think. They bring you a little deeper. And they're a delight, aren't they? Gilbert and Sullivan thought so too. A most ingenious paradox, right? A paradox. That's great. The Bible's full of these things and the Christian hymns. And this is one of the things that we have in this book that's very, very, very precious. I'm a slave, but I'm free. I'm free to serve him. And before that, I was a real slave to sin and to self. Now I'm free to choose. I'm free to choose his service, to be his bondservant. Jesus was like that. We're going to look at that in just a moment. The Lord God opened my ear. Remember that story in the Old Testament about the servants that didn't want to go free when their years of servitude ended? And so they said, I love my master. I want to serve him. That's why Paul said, you find him saying, I'm a bondservant of Jesus Christ. I serve him because I love him. That's the only service that counts. And you have that here. That's why I say you could think about this every day of your life and rejoice in it and yield yourself afresh and anew, because we are in a conflict, to the service of the King. Say, yes, Lord, I am yours. By your grace, I will be true to you. In the fiercest conflict against the strongest foes, I know that I have a captain, the leader of my salvation, who leads me on in triumph. And his truth unchanging makes the triumph sure. All the way through, you can sing this song. You never get to the end of the great truth here and the joy of it. Well, anyway, there's joy in serving Jesus, but we have to sing the last verse. And I don't see that many of you have the book. And so if you have knowledge of this verse, will you please help me so I'm not singing a solo? Chosen to be soldiers in an alien land, chosen, called, and faithful for our captain's band. In the service royal, let us not grow cold, let us be right loyal, noble, true, and bold. Master, thou wilt keep us by thy grace divine, always on the Lord's side. Savior, always thine. Chosen to be soldiers in an alien land, chosen, called, and faithful for our captain's band. In the service royal, us not grow cold. and thank you for helping me there.